are on Daf Pei Dalet Omed Aleph. The Omed, well, after the middle of the Omed, if you look on the right side, it says Makis Chav Beis Omed Beis. Rav Zvid Mishmei De Rove Oma Oma Kro Petza Tachas Potza. From this pasuk we learn out Lita In Tzar Bemokim Nezek, that you pay, that even though you're paying for the Hezek, that it doesn't have a hand, you have to pay for the Tzar also. Pisalke Daitoch Mamish, if you'll say that Ayin Tachas Ayin is Mamish, so why is there a need to pay for the Tzar? So that means Ayin Tachas Ayin is a Geder Oynish. Just like you were Goyrim L'samay says Einoy, so now you, the Mazik has to take out his eye. So it's an Oynish. So then Mistaver is Tzar is also an Oynish. You are Metzair him, so you have to suffer Tzar. Bisal kedai toch mamish, ki heichi de lahai ava leitzare, lahai nami is leitzare. So there's no need of a ribui to tell me tzar bemokim nezek, because from this posik, from ayin tachasayin, I'll know that he'll suffer the tzar also. So why do need a new posik tzar bemokim nezek? But if you learn that ayin tachasayin is momin, so then it's very good. So the one posik tells us you have to pay the meya ayin, and then petza tachas potza tells us you have to pay tzar also. So the Gemara says, umay kushe, the kasha doesn't begin. Could be ayin tachas ayin is mamish. But dilme ike inish the mafanik, sometimes a person who's a mafunik is lay tzaretve, he has more tzar, he suffers more. Beike inish the leimefunik, less lay tzar. So memele, in such a case, so let us say, by ayin tachas ayin, the nizik was a tremendous mafunik, and Rashi said in the Mishnah Marshu Maunig Rav Tzaroi Vekevoi. So he's a Maunig and Mafunik, so he has much more tzar. The Mazik is a person that is not such a Mafunik. So Mele, when they take out his eyes, he's suffering less tzar. So Lemaise, the tzar that the Nizik had, the Mazik isn't getting. So that's why I need the posik, petza tachas potam, lamay nafkemina, lamesiv lehayich, the beini beini. That the tzar, that the mazik is missing, so that he should pay up, that he should pay to the nizik. So the tzar, so al kaponim, he should be equal to the tzar of the nizik. If he's not suffering the tzar, kaponim, he should pay for the yisrin tzar that the nizik suffered. So what does Rashi say? B'mokim nezek, v'af al pi sheyesham tashlumei hanezek. Even though he pays tashlumei hanezek, mishalem af atzar, mikro yisere kadorish. The Gemara learns this out from an extra posik, doksiv kviya tachas kviya. That's telling me tzar, lomali petza tachas potza. So petza tachas potza is telling us that a filu, b'mokim nezek, you pay for the tzar. Kviya b'chabura midrish lakamo. Rapope mishmei derova oma oma kro v'rapo yirapay. Litain refue b'mokim nezek, that you pay for refue also. V'i sal kedai toch mamish, if you'll say that ayin tachas ayin is mamish, litanoinish, just like he took out his eye, so therefore he take out the eye of the mazik, is ki heichi dahai boi asye, hainami boi asye. So if everything is together oinish, so you want to be manish him, because now the Nizik had to pay medical bills. So the mazik also pays net medical bills when you take out his eye. So why do I need a new posik verape yerape? My kushe. So the Gemara says, no kashe. Do me ike de solik bisrei haye. There's other people that heal quickly. Ike de le solik bisrei haye. And other people don't heal quickly. So what will be the din if the nizik does not heal quickly? And the mazik heals quickly. So memela, the amount of refuah that the nizik needed, the mazik did not need so much. So he's not suffering the same as the nizik suffered. L'mayinaf kemina l'meisav le'hayir t'beini beini. But he has to go and pay him the difference. That means if he heals quicker, so the difference he has to pay to the nizik. So it's no raya. Ravashi omar asyo tachas tachas mishay. I learn how to say Rishov the tachas tachas. Ksiv hocha ayin tachas ayin. Here it says ayin tachas ayin. Ksiv hosom shalem yishalem sher tachas asher. So there it says clearly shalem yishalem. Asher the azik sher is adin tashlumim. So make a gzeira shove, just like by share shehizik share the zadin tashlumim, it says tachas. Ayin tachas ayin is also din tashlumim. Ma'al holen momen, afkan momen. So the Gemara asks, my choses the alfis, tachas, tachas, mishael. How do you know to learn tachas, tachas, mishael? Neilef tachas, tachas, me'odom. From Mises Odom. Receiving Osato Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh. Maloholon Mamish, Afkan Mamish. Here it's Taka Nefesh, here they don't, it's not the main Nefesh, it's Taka Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh. So let's learn out Ayin Tachas Ayin from Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh. So the Gemara says, Omri, I'll tell you, Donin Nizokim and Nizokim. Vein donim nizokin mimise. That means it's mistava to make the gzeire shove from Yishalem sheir tachas asher, which is nizokim, and ayin tachas ayin is also nizokim. Nefesh tachas nefesh is mise, it's ktole, someone was killed. So mistava, you compare the two cases of nizokim. Frekte gemora adarabe. You're looking for comparison, donim, odon, mi odom, vein donim, odom, mi behema, fakert. Here, the one who suffers is an odom, sai be nefesh, tachas nefesh, sai be ayin, tachas ayin. And by behema, it's only a behema that's suffering, so it's mistava, you compare that what happens to an odom, one to another. Elo, omar, ravashi, Mitachas asher ino. By pgam, the maise, if a person was ma'anis apsula, so you pay pgam, there's also adin tashlumim. And there it's nizokin, there it's odom, is yalev lei odom, mei odom, un nizokin, min nizokin. So that's the makir. Rashi haye maher my asher haye b'misach Shabbos. Zok to Gemara weiter. Rabbi Lezer oimer ayin tachas ayin mamish. Ayin tachas ayin is mamish. So the Gemara asks, mamish salke daitach? Is it really so that Rabbi Lezer holds you take out his eye? Rabbi Lezer lesle kechol hani tanoi. He doesn't hold like all the tanoi. So Emerson, the Maritz Chaya says, what's the problem? I mean, first of all, Rabbi Lezer is also a tanoi. He doesn't hold the other tanoi. And between you and me, all the limudim of the tanoi, the Gemara is locked up. It's not mucha. So if he holds ayin tachas ayin mamish, so what's the problem? So the Maharet Chayes wants to bring a raya to the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says, Amir de Kaloshin. Rambam says, Rambam says as follows. Rambam in Perek Alf Milchus Chayvul Mazik Aloch Evov, he says Afalpi Shedvorim Eilu Niren Meinyin Teir Shebeksav Vekulon Mufaroshin Hay Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu Kulon Aloch LaMaise BiYadeinu Aloch LaMaise BiYadeinu Uchazer Roinu Donim בבזן של ישוע ובבזן של שמול הרמוסי. And he brings the Rambam in Pirish HaMishnayis, the Agdom in Pirish HaMishnayis is Roim, he says, that what the Gemara is a Pilpul and Lulav HaGosel, how do we know that a Priya Yitzhoda means an Esrik? So he said, there was never a Chochem that was Mater a Tapuach or Palpulin. And that was the Gemara. He says, the Zichr was Aloch LaMoshe Misinai, that a Priya Yitzhoda means an Esrik. Now, the Gemara wants to find out where is it, Berum is in the Posek that it means an Esrik. So the same thing, but there was Noyeg, B'chol Botei Dinei Yisrael, that by all Azekis, they never took out an eye, they paid for the eye. So Memele, so it's not Mustafa Rabbi Lezer should be chaylik on this. This was Nimsa Midera Chedor, Mezdina Yishol Yeshua. I add Mezdina Yishol Shmua Ramosi. They always were done mumim. So the whole pilpul over here is, where do we find the remez in the posik? About Kaponim, it's Yicha Mumim. So how can Rabbi Lezer say Mamish? Mamish Sal Kedaitoch. Abloza lesser kachol hani tanoi. Oma rove loima shen shomin oisoi ke'evet. You're not shom the nizik ke'evet. Kama hoya yofa. You shat sop. Like a ben chayrim. Omle abaye le keman ke ben chayrim mi islay domi. Is there a shume of a ben chayrim? The only way we can make a shume is if he would be an eved, so we have a value that he possessed before the ezek and after the ezek. There's no shume, and that's on the gufa adam. The gufa adam was worth so much before the ezek, and now he's worth less because of the ezek. Ella Omar Ravashi Loimar Shen Shomin Oisoi Benizik Ella Bemazik. Rabbi Lezer means that you don't shut up the value of the ayin of the Nizik. Ella Bemazik, he shuts up the value how much the eye of the Mazik is worth. Zot Rashi Ella Bemazik Einoi Shel Mazik Shaminon Kamo hu shove li mocher achshav. How much he's worth now with an eye, the kamo yofe beloy ayin. Bahayin mamish de kama. Like this, we learned. If you learn mei, so it's the mei ayin of the nizik. No, it's ayin mamish of the mazik. But not mamish is ayin, but it means the mei ayin. Eine shal mazik ni shayma tachas eine shal nizik. Let us see Ravashi, Taisus, Ravashi, Oma, Osi, Tachas, Tachas, Mishael. You learn now Tachas, Tachas, Mishael, because it's very, very interesting that this was the only drash that remains. And the Xerishova, Tachas, Tachas, Mishael. And all the others said differently, Mudim, and the Gemara shlugged them up. Vishara, Meroi, Sovri, the Isik Zereshova Linyan Meta, tachas, tachas, we learn out, just like by shirdes adin tashlumei meitav, so by hezek is also adin tashlumei meitav, that's the ikka purpose of the gzeire shove. Me'ein lahoitzi migzeire shove, ayin tachasayim mi pashtay. That means if I have another use for the gzeire shove, so to say that this gzeire shove is coming to be mapik krom mi pashtay, the mashmaim mamish, that all of the amirim were chaylik and ravashi. This gzeire shove, which is really coming for another limud also, is not pekoyach to mapik mi pashtay dekrom. Ela midrash achit. That's where they held, you need another drosha. Ela b'demasik, yishatza b'demasik. So, Tosfos wants to explain Rabbi Loza. I mean, Mishlam, he played paid to the Nizik. It's good. But he lost an eye. He's worthless. I mean, he's... So, mainly, you pay for the hazard. Here we said, let's say that the Nizik is a diamond schleifer and he's worth $100,000 with his eye. Without his eye, he's worth $10,000. And so, mainly, you have to pay $90,000 also if you'll pay the main Nizik. In the Mazik, he was worth $100 with the eye, and now he's worth $50 without the eye. So, mainly, you have to pay $50. I mean, so what's the svara of Rabbi Lezer? So Tosfos says, Amor de Kesvara, the Svil Abeleza, the Havi Kikoifer, that the Tashlume Nezokin, what a Mazik pays, is a Koifer. The Mishalim that pays the main Mazik, the Rachmon Kaya Koifer, Avata Loikeh Koifer, the Roshe Yevor. One of the Droshes that we had heard in the beginning of the Sugya, was leisikhul koifa lenefesh reitzech v'shurosh alomus. A reitzeich can't pay a ransom, he can't pay koifa, you kill a reitzeich, avalat lenefesh reitzech yata lekeich koifa, vat lekeich koifa lerosh yevom. But if a person took out rosh yevom, so you take koifa from him. So memele Rabbi Lezer held that Tashlumi Nizokin is a Kaifa de Kedin. So Mamela Fakel. So Mamela. So just like by Kaifa, if when you do take Kaifa by a Shera Muid, Shahor Yes Odom, so you pay Kaifa. You pay Kaifa, so we'll see soon Rabbi Shmuel, Pneisha Rabbi Yechonim Avreika holds Kaifa de May Masik. So Machlik is Tanoim. Rabbi Shmuel holds Kaifa de May Masik. So Mamela, so just like if my sher amuot killed someone, the tashlum mekayfer is pidyon nafshoi, how much the bala sher is worth, he needs a pidyon. So mele he has to give what he's worth. So the same thing, tashlum nezokin is also a kayfer dikadin. We learn now from the posik, leisikru kayfer nefesh etzeich ato asher rosh alamus, nefesh reitzeich yatal kechev ato lekeyach kayfer, so it's a kaifa de kedin, and kaifa, you pay pidyon nafshei of the bonus chayiv kaifa. Zektaisvis utnai del avatanoi delel. So what's the svar of all the other tanoim? Everyone besides Rabbi Lezer held the main nizik. What's all these tanoim? Svirlo de davke bekoifa misham de mei mazik misham pidye nafsh. Davke by koifa ye pay mazik misham pidye nafsh. Zok te marsho azayu. Bechlal, what is bothering Tosfos? All tanoim by koifa, let's talk about asher hamuad that kills. Asher hamuad that kills, all tanoim hold ye pay the mei nizik. Pidye nafsh is what the mei nizik. Rabbi Yishmoel, Bnei Shav Yechem Mabreika holds the main mazik. So now Tosfos is, what all these tanoim that you pay the main nizik, what do they hold? So the Masha is, they don't know Vakib Yishmoel Bnei Shav Yechem Mabreika. He's a bas yachid by Kaifa. Tosfos says he has a nushtik toil.
So the Marsha says, Taisus wants to say, no, I'm going to tell you a Chiddush. After everyone would hold, well, according to Rabbi Shmuel, everyone holds like Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai Shabiach and Baboyka, Kaifa, the main Mazik, but here they hold, it's the main Nizik. So now we need an explanation, what is Taisus saying? So Dach Sechmir, Taisus means to say as follows. By kaifa, a muet kills someone, the pasuk says like this. The gam baila of yumas, the baila mischayev misa b'day shemayim. In kaifa, you shas olav, a few shats of kaifa, v'nosem pidye nafshe. So, according to Rabbi Yishmael, so let's learn chumash. The baila mischayev misa b'day shemayim. The sheir killed, this is, asher a muet killed, ischay misa b'day shemayim. In kaifa yusha sola, but if Dalshatz kaifa, v'nosam pidyei nafshoi, he's poide his nefesh, he's chayv misa b'day shamayim. So he can be poide his nefesh through paying kaifa. That's what the Bishma b'nei shabir ha-mabrei calls. Now, I'd like to say over a mirdik Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra is a chayid that learns pshat. So when it comes to the posik ayin tachas ayin, what do you do with ayin tachas ayin? So the Eben Ezra says pshat and posik is like this: v'roi lahoitzi einoi im lo yiftenu. Ayin tachas ayin means that mazik, you took out someone's eye, succumb there that we should take out your eye. That's what you deserve. But there's a kaifa, you could be pointed this through kaifa, im lo yifdenu. If you won't be pointed, so above Emerson, you deserve your eye should be taken out. So, that's the chmir, Rabbi Leza learned like David Ezra, that whenever there's a Pidyon nafshoi, that means by a sher amuet, it's by love yumos. Yum mechuyev misa b'day shemayim. The pasuk says rocha b'tchatan yum mechuyev misa b'day shemayim. So the kaifer is matzul you pidyon nafshoi. That's why you won't die, because you gave kaifer. So Rabbi Leza learned like Eben Ezra, your mechuyev that your eye should be taken out. That's what you deserve. But as a din kaifa, you can be paid to your eye. No, so if you're paid to your eye, so the pidyon is b'mokim the eye of the mazik. So maybe that's Rabbi Lezo. The chachomim who are chaylik and Rabbi Lezo, they hold it's not a pidyon nafshi the kedin. That means this taitz that you deserve that your eye should be taken out. That's the Eben Ezra's taitz. That's Rabbi Lezer's taich. They learned ayin tachas ayin means you, the may ayin tachas ayin. You need a, your kapor, not, but you have to pay him for his eye. That's your kapora by paying him for his eye. But the posik never said that you deserve that your eye should be taken out. There's no such posik. So it's not a pidyon for your eye. By sheir amuid, it's a pidyon for your life, because it says gambay love you must. So if the pasuk says rochel b'tchatana yochayim misa, so then the kaifer is a pidyon for his nefesh. So you shut up how much his nefesh is worth. But here the chelkim Rabbi Lezer did not learn like the Eben Ezra that you deserve that your eye should be taken out. They learned ayin tachasayin demei ayin tachasayin. So mele did bechlal with no one speaking about my eye. So the kapora is, you took out his eye, you need a kapora by paying, you yate to the kapora by paying for his eye. So memela, but it's not pidyon nafshoi. There it's pidyon nafshoi because it's by love yumos. So there he has to be paid his nefesh. But here it's not pidyon nafshoi because it doesn't say any place you have to take out his eye. Now give a very interesting gemara. Ahu chamro, the kota yoda the yanukim. There was a chamur that cut off a hand of a small child. Also, lekame derapapa bashmu. So they came perapopa bashmu. Oma lohu zilu shumulei arbadvo. So shats up arbadvore. Which lachaira means tsar ripui shebes boishes. Oma le robe. So robe asked him vanan chamishatna. The Mishnah says, Yichayev chamisha dvorim. So why you only pay dalet dvorim? Amalei levar mi nezek amin. I mean, besides nezek, nezek kefesteitzach you pay. But you pay dalet dvorim, you have to pay tzah, ripo, yisheva, saboishis. If the shots up dalet dvorim, besides nezek. Amalei abaye vachamayru. This was a chamer that took off his hand. The chamer ain't a mishalem elo nezek. A chamer only pays nezek. So it seemed he didn't know this. He didn't. Ahu chamra the kota yoda de yenuke. We'll see in a minute. Really, there was no psak over here. We'll see soon. This was a preparation for the psak, if there will be a psak. But well, he says, let's figure out the value of what the deen is all about. Well, if it's nageya psak, then we'll talk about psak. But let's do the groundwork. Let's just find out the shumah. So they told him, they brought, let's say for practical purposes, they brought the child to Bezin with the father. And Nebuch, he sees Nebuch, the child is without a hand. And the father says, Achamra kota yodek. So he understood Achamra is a person who takes care of chamoyim. That's also called Achamra. So he said, no, you have to make a shuman on dalet dvorim. You have to. Rava said, hey, is it zikra? I mean, levar mi nezek. So then Abaye told him, no, you misunderstood the shaila. It was a chamer. Chamer that bit him. So a chamer doesn't pay dalet dvorim. V'chameini mishalma l'nezek. You see from the Loshna Gemara that he didn't know what happened. He says, v'chameru. It was a chamer. That means he's telling Rapopo, it was a chamer, not a person who's mechama. V'chamer eini mishalma l'nezek. Amalu, zilu shumalu, leiniske. Okay, so then, you have to shots up to nezek. So that, chamer doesn't pay dalet dvorim. So then, you have to shots up to nezek. Fregt die Gemara, bo ka'avdi boi le mishayme. You have to shots up if you would be an abbot. How much he'd be worth without the hand, with the hand. Amalu zilu shaymu kavda. Yeah, I mean, you should shut up like an avid. Amalu hu avui di yinuke loibin. I don't want to shut up. The zilu bay milse. Now, the oimek advorim, I don't understand, but it seems a shuma like an avid was a zilzel for the father. You're shutting up my son. I mean, Bezin had a, if you look at the son, and if he would have been an Evet, how much he'd be worth. And somehow, it was a zilzul to the father. It was a zilzul to the father. I don't want you to do it. I'm not masking. You should make such a shume. If it's a shume ke Evet, I'm not masking. They're fine. V'kama chayvis leili yinuke. I don't understand you. That means the money belongs to the cotton. His hand got cut off. He's entitled to get money. And you say, but it's embarrassing for me that they should shots up my son like a nevet. No, it's not. It's zilzul in kvoidi. My son, he shots up like a nevet. So they told them, I mean, I appreciate your feelings, but you're being mafsed your son. Like this, he'll get money. We'll see. And like this, Amalahu lechi godu mefaisna lo leimididi. I'll take care of it. I'll pay him. When he becomes a godu, I'll pay him for what he could have gotten through Besen. I'll pay him for it. But I don't want you to be shown because this is a bizoyin. It's a zilzul for me. So Agavuche, let's start at the end of this maise. Then we'll speak about some other things. There is a ruah, brings down a shayla. There was a person, let's say there was either a father or a kolev, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon couldn't find a job. Why they couldn't find a job? One fine day, he sees a big sign, they're looking for sewer cleaners, $100 a day. He's first on the line. He wants to clean sewers. I mean, found finally a job. Shimon, his brother, you should be a sewer cleaner. Mamish, that'll be a zilzul that my brother's a sewer cleaner. It's a zilzul to me. You're coming with a tiny. That's right. But if you're masking to pay him $100 a day, you can stop him. You're right. Yenna can't say, I want to be self-employed. I don't want your matonas. No. Lemaisa, you're hurting your brother. That is true. And we respect the feelings of your brother. It's a zilzul that they'll have a brother a garbage cleaner. We respect his feelings. But le'idach yiseh, but you're not mechuyif to lose money because of his feelings. If the brother is trustworthy and he has the money, and he'll pay you each day $100 goes man the dust, the brother can do it, and fakel, you're not allowed to take the job. And that the Zeruah learns out from our Gemara. Let us see Taisvitz. Zilu shumalei dalet dvarim. Hayesavo da Odom hizikai. Jesus Rapopo was under the impression that Odom hizikai. Va'oisai kotten, now, Taisvitz has a shtickle problem. I mean, you never pay, not every kotten do you pay boishes. He said to pay dalet dvarim. One of them is boishes. There's sometimes a small kotten who you can be medasim, he doesn't feel anything. There's no chiv teshlumi boishes. Voisei koten kolkach godel hoyo de michlemi lei o michlem. That you embarrass him and he gets embarrassed. So, Imre Misoda wants to say Bemison will see soon. It's a tremendous problem here. Bemison, we're not Dan and Bovel. Odom, that became Gnizik to Asher. That's Mamish the next sugya. We're not Dan and Bovel this. We don't make such din tires. So what's the whole shail over here? In Bovel, we're not Dan. So it's Negeya, Machlekes Rishonim, but let's say the Baal one Mahalach. If they were typhus the money, that means Bezdin cannot paskin these shailas and bavel, there's no smuchim. But if the nizik was typhus the money, so then Bezdin will get involved. He grabbed $2,000. Now he's holding the $2,000. Now Bezdin will be done how much the hezek was. I mean, you'll have to keep $2,000, you have to make a shum member's desk. $2,000, $500, yeah, now it's Nageya. So Akochach will have to say that it's speaking about, let's say that he chapped the money already, or else it's some say not Nageya. That you have to say. So, the Merei Mesoda says, so before you chap money, the father, let's say, chapped the money for the son. Before he knew he had to make a shum like a neved, which was degrading to him. But the father chapped the money for the son. So the only way you can have money for the son is if the son wants the money, if the son wants the shumah of a shumah of an eved. So how can we make a shume if there's no tvisa yet? That means this whole tvisa has a value if the son is masking. If the son doesn't want that they should be shomim like an eved. But there's no tvisa. So al kochoch is speaking about that they asked the son. Listen, there's the yefaver chapt. Now, but in order for this tvisa to be good and able to keep it, we'll have to make a shuma like an eved. They asked the son, do you want us to make a shuma like an eved? He said, yes, no problem. So the son said, close. So the son is a baldas. The son said he wants. So memele, so that's why the Gemara knew he's a godel already. If he can make such a decision, he realizes. I mean, we asked him a shayla, and he knows what bush is all about, and he was masking, so he's taken care of. All of a sudden, the father popped up. Oh, such a shuma, I'm not masking. So now, the Gemara says, I mean, who are you not to be masking? You're being masked at the moment. Unless he guaranteed us, and he has credit by Bezin, that he's an honest man, and he's a father, and he'll zicha pay him. So Mela, then we can be Samech and the father, and we can be dam this tvisa, we'll be dam this tvisa as a good tvisa. Let us go further. Ahu ture the olas yode di yenuke. There was a shayer that chewed up a hand of a tinnik. Also lekami derove. Amalahu, so Rabbi said, Zilu Shaimu Ka'avdet. Go, Shatsop, if you would be a Nevet, how much he'd be worth, with a hand, without a hand. Amalahu, so they asked Rabbi, Ramahu da Omal Kolanishim Ka'avdet. Any Tashlumim, that in order to figure out the Tashlumim, you have to be Shomim Ka'avdet, and Gaiman Oisei Bebobo, such a Tashlumen, which the Oifen you figure out the Shavius of the Tashlumen is Nishim Kevet, so Rava said these din Teiris were not done in Bovel. We'll see later why. So they asked Rava, so why do you say Zil Shaimu Kevet? I mean, these din Teiris are not Negei in Bovel. Amo Lohu Leitzricha de Itofas. So let's see what Rashi says. The Olas, now let's go to the previous Rashi. Okay, they were chayvud of tinnik. The tashlum yishal tinnik came, v'loy shalcha, it belongs to the tinnik. K'vizanyi l'kamon k'tanim yasalem skula. If someone was mazik a cotton, so the money you put away for them. The olas, loas, the kosas, he chewed up Nebuch a hand. So the Gemara said, you, Rava said, kol anishim ke'eved, oyu v'dovo she'ne kotsavu, since it's not a standard amount, need shume, and gaiman oisei bebobu. That you said, v'taim mefosh l'kamon. The Gemara's later can give the reason why it is that way. But al koponim, we're not gaiman bebobu. So he said, the itofas, ochi amalu, shumulei, let's chat up today. Vayoim oilamochem yitvois mishalo yakveno. That means we have to know the shume. So if it'll happen in the future, so we'll know how much he can keep and how much he has to give back. Now, gavuche, I just like to mention, is amoyadike machloikis between Rashi and the Rosh. And it's totally in one dalit. If it says the itofas or itofas. Rashi was geiris the itofas. That means if he will be typhus. That means let's make a shuma now. Even though we'll see you're not dan bebovel, all these dinim, but let's make a shuma if he'll be typhus. That's shitas Rashi. The Rosh held Bezdin does not at all mishsech in these dinteres. Bezdin doesn't go into this. We're not done these dinim, and we will not make a preparation, because if it'll be typhus, so know how much money he can keep. No. Bezdin's hands off. The whole shume is itofas. talking about Hichaptamari. Now we have a new scenario. The Nizik or the Nizik has the money, and now the Shaila is how much can he keep and how much can he has to give back. Now Bezdin comes into the scene. Itavas. If nothing happened, Bezdin will not encourage things to happen. Bezdin hands off. These dinim were not done in Bavel. But if something happened already, now we have a big problem. He has $100,000. And the Mazik is tithing, I only owe $5. And the Nizik tithing is your $100,000. Now we have to get involved. So the Rosh is going to eat Tofas, and it's speaking about that he was typhus, the Nizik was typhus. And Rashi is Geiris, they eat off us. No, so we should make a shuman now and be prepared if later there'll be a tfisa, so we'll know how much he's entitled to keep. So the Gemara says, Rava le taime, Tama Rava, niske shoyer b'shoyer. If a shoyer got genizik, to a second shoyer. Beniske shoyer be'odom, or a shoyer got genizik to an odom. Goyven oisai be'bodom, that you goyven bochum. Niske odom be'odom, but if an odom got genizik to a second odom, beniske odom be'shoyer, or an odom got genizik be'shoyer, ain't goyven oisai be'bodom. So b'meile, this is Niske Odom B'Sheir. A person was genizik to a Sheir. So here Rava holds, Ein Goyven Oisei B'Bobo, Bezdin will not be Goyven, but he can make a Shume if there was a Tfisa or if there will be a Tfisa. But Bezdin does not make any Psak Dinim over here. Fragte Gemore, let's understand Rava's Shtiktoire. Maishno Niske Odom B'Odom. If a person was genizik to another Adam, v'niske Adam b'sheir, or a person was genizik to a sheir, the loy that Rav holds were not done b'bavu, alakim ba'inon v'lekim. We need, by these halachas, it says you need a bezdin shel smuchim, and in bavu there's no smuchim. There's no smuchim in bavu. So that's why Rav said, Kolanishim be'eved and goyven oisei be'bovel. And Adam that was genizik, na goyven be'bovel. So the Gemara says, niske shoyer b'shoyer. So if a shoyer got genizik, b'shoyer be'odom, a shoyer got genizik to an Adam, nami elekim be'ina v'leke. So how did Rava draw the line as niske shoyer, we are done in bovel. Niske Odom, we're not Tanambob. What does Rashi say? Alakim ba'inon, takulo bepashas ve'ilu ha'mishpotim, ksid, Odom ba'odom ve'chirivum, Odom be'sheir v'chirich v'chirivum, Odom be'sheir v'chirigach, v'ipashas ksid ad alakim yobay d'bar shneim. Ksova akulakoy, Vahainu, and Hakim means mumchim or smuchim. Ubebovel ein smiche, kedama besanhadra beperikam. Shoyer besher, vishoyer ba'odom, nami hosom ksivi. It also says in that parsha, shoyer besher, vichigav, shoyer isha, shoyer yeyu, shoyer ba'odom, asher was genizik to an odom, abba shaymrim, hosom ksivi, shlichishat, hosom ksivi. So the Gemara asked, Rav is not consistent. If you're telling me you need Elohim, so Sher B'Sher also need Elohim. And if you're telling me Sher B'Sher is good, even though there's no Elohim, so say the same thing by Adam B'Sher. So the Gemara answers, Elo Maishna Sher B'Sher, B'Sher Ba'adam, V'Shlichosayu Ka'avdin. A Meiridike concept that really these din Torahs can only be done through smuchim, 100% right. But the smuchim of the previous Torahs gave over to the later dayanim who are not smuchim that they could paskin din teiris bishlichus the previous dayonim, a very interesting concept of shlichus. But there's such a concept of shlichus ayakov din. Midi dahavi ahoidois valvois. Because the din is, all din teiris needs muchim. And lamaise bismaneinu we're done, ahoidois valvois. What's the taich eidos vavos? Let's say Rashi. Mi de dahava eidos vavos. Nome per kama de Sanhedrin. Loi beinen mumchim. La loche. La mais you don't need mumchim. Why not? Shloi tino delos bifnei loven. That means if on every din teira vahalvo you go me iker adin you need smuchim and mumchim. So forget about it. That was the last halvo that will ever be made. People won't lend their money because I'll have problems with the loy that come to Bezin. Bezin says I'm not eligible to paskin. So there they made loy beine mumchim shloy tino deles bifnei loyven. Now what's the type? Midi dahave ahidoy svalvois. I'm a perikam of the Sanhedrin. Loy beine mumchim shloy tino deles bifnei loyven. Haidois abolidoin be'edei ado. That means the malva comes with edei ado. Sha'amru to edim say befaneinu haidoloi. We saw how the loiva was made to the malva. The malva called over the loiva, did I lend you $1,000? He said yes, and we saw this. Now the loiva is makrish. But al kaponim, there is edim who are made on the haido. Valvois shabolidim beide halvo shaimrim befoneinu hilveloi. They're saying we saw how you lent the money. So bekitza. So the Gemara asked Akashas, what pshat mrove? Sher b'sher also needs smuchim ikeradin. No pshat is yodan bebovel al shlichasayu. No, if you're working with shlichasayu, so odin b'sher also should be shlichasayu. So the Gemara says, "Ki kov dinen shlichosayu b'midi dekimlom begave." Something that we know that means we don't have to figure out the amount of money that is needed to be paid. It's the amount of money is clear cut. Only does he owe, doesn't he owe? But there's no problems in figuring out, you don't have to figure out the amount of money. So then, shlichusayu. Haidos and alvois, the haidos alvois is good. I have to wait and come and say, buy $100. So fine. So now the shayla is to paskin. And that we say shlichusayu. But, the midi deloy kimlom begave, but if we don't know yet the amount of money, this has to be figured out. That means, we say, another was genizik from Moshe, and I have to figure out the whole thing. How much was he worth? With hand, without? I mean, it's not a clear-cut amount. Besides the etzem chiyuv, the deen is not only the etzem chiyuv. You need to paskin how much he owes him. But you have deen in shlichasai. Now we don't do shlichasai. So mail that pshat and log. Omri, effective mora, and shildik. That teretz is not a good teretz. Sheir b'sheir, v'sheir ba'odam. If a sheir was genizik by another sheir, or a sheir was genizik from Adam, now how much do you pay? How much the sheir was worth? How much the ezek is? There's a clear-cut price. You have to figure it out. It's not a clear-cut price. It's a dover that's a reshumet. Nami lekin lebegavi ela poik chazi. We tell. Poik chazi, kamo, mizdav nitura bishuke. Listen, you have to do some research. You have to go out to the business world. This is a share that was a 500-pound bull. And now, so you have to know how much the market value of fire. You go out. Kamo, mizdav nitura bishuke. Some emaila, and then you can do it. It's not ekveld. You don't need the, you go out to the shuk and you'll find out the price of a share. Then we'll be able to figure out what the teshumin nezakin is. is Adam ba Adam ba Adam b'shenami peikhazi heichim is davni avdi b'shukim. So also say the same thing. Let us see how much an eved sells b'shuk, and we'll figure it out. So what's the difference between sher b'sher and Adam b'sher? Agavuche here the achayinim on the bring a raya, not like Rashi. Rashi in the Mishnah says yishatza b'kan eved ivri. The Rambam says you're not allowed to sell an eved ivri mim keres eved. He cannot be put on in the market and be sold with all slaves. He has to be sold betzina. There's no open market for a Yiddish slave. For an eved knani, there's an open market. But you're not allowed to be mizalzel on an eved ivri. He has to be sold. Whoever sells a bezmim, it has to be sold. It's behind doors. It's not, So Mele, here the Gemara says, the Loshen, Poikrasi Heichim is Davni Avdi Bishuke. So it seems, so we're talking about an Eved Knani. Va'oit, and it could very well be that if he sold Bishuk, could be there's a different value also. It could be Bishuk, that's like an auction, so. You go according to the biggest bidder, and then if it's betzina, you don't. So it's not too mefusim. Could be there. It is a cheaper price, and says kama odom is kama heichem is davne kama is davne avde b'shuke. Fine. So the gemara, that's one kasha. So you're telling me that there's a problem if you need a shume. What's the problem? Just like you figure out the shavius of a behema by going to the shuk. Can figure out the shavius of the behemoth of the anodim also to the shuk. And number two, v'oy tashlume keifu v'tashlume abov v'chamishu dekitzi keifu dal v'hei. There is kayis dom. You know how much to pay? It's double of the keren. Nevich lichasai. So memela. So we'll stop by this kasha. What does Rashi say? Leikim long kegoin hocha de bina le mishayme tashlume keifel nevich lichasai alama kaimelon bein donim dine knoseis bebovel.